Fanning. Weekends on 2FM.
We're all dreaming of days when we can get further afield than 5 kilometres. But for the moment, travel, of course, is virtual. Well, a group of runners in Ireland have been virtually running through 26,000 kilometres through Africa this week in solidarity with those in direct provision in Ireland. Graham Clifford of Sanctuary Runners is with me now to tell me about the project and the virtual run through Africa. Graham, are you all right?
I'm really good, a bit achy after running all week, Dave, but not too bad.
I can imagine. Indeed, indeed, indeed. First of all, the Sanctuary Runners. Who are the Sanctuary Runners?
Well, it's a solidarity through sport initiative, Dave, that we started in January 2018. And the whole reason that we set up was to bring people together through running and walking. So to bring together asylum seekers, refugees and those in wider Irish society. I suppose at the time, I kind of felt like there weren't many bridges over which people could cross to get to know each other. And so you'd so many Irish people that had never and still haven't, I suppose, you know, had a normal conversation with an asylum seeker or refugee, and similarly the other way around as well. So we wanted to do something to bring people together, and we thought running might be the way to do it. You know, it's quite sexy now. People are running all over the place, especially during COVID and the pandemic. But it was there was a structure there already, I suppose, that we could use to bring people together, Dave. And it's been amazing. We now have 24 groups, about 2,500 people in the Sanctuary Runners, and it's been going great.
Okay, well, like what it is, you know, you saw this disconnect between those on either side of the gates, if I can put it that way, of a direct provision centre. So you had a particular interest, though, in reporting on migration. You have experience, don't you?
Well, I suppose as a reporter, I used to work with actually Drivetime and RTE for a while, and the Irish Times and Independent and so on. And over the course of my, I don't know, nearly 20 years, I suppose, I always got drawn back to stories to do with migration and kind of understanding, you know, the conditions that drive somebody to leave their home. I would have reported from refugee camps in Northern Africa, and I would have crossed from Eastern to Central Europe in 2015 with Syrian and Iraqi migrants on foot, and, you know, reporting on that. But I was always writing and doing stuff, Dave, but I never kind of felt like the stuff I was producing, you know, you had that much impact. You'd write it or you'd record it and it would come and go. So I wanted to do something, I suppose, more sustainable that wouldn't just benefit migrants, but benefit all of society.
And also, like, very important to remember that this drive is, you know, it's not about pity or sympathy, it's about equality and respect. So tell me about the virtual run through Africa. How did the idea come about?
Yeah, so in recent weeks, we've been trying everything. Well, over the last year, I suppose, we've been trying everything to do things virtually and just doing things a bit different and being innovative. A few weeks ago, we did a run across Ireland. And then we thought, hold on, we should be able to expand this further. So we decided to, we talked to the guys in direct provision who come from all different parts of Africa and elsewhere. And we decided that we would do a route that visited the country of every person who's in the Sanctuary Runners from an African country originally. We mapped out our route. It came to 26,000 kilometres. And so we decided to invite the general public to donate their kilometres, and we would put in our kilometres and we'd add it up every night. We've an incredible team, and we'd produce videos. So when you cross from one country into another, you got a ping on your phone, and we'd have a 90-second video about that country, about the music, the culture, the people. And it's taken off. So we're now in, officially, Dave, we've now entered Tunisia. So Tripoli, our final destination, is within sight, and we should reach Tripoli in the next few hours. It's been amazing. We've had people from all over the world joining us. The Irish embassies in Nairobi and Freetown and Abuja have all come out and recorded videos, and they've run with us virtually as well. So it's been really amazing. And it's been so great to do this during Douglas Week. It's part of Douglas Week to commemorate the work of Frederick Douglass as well. So it's been fantastic.
OK, and we're talking Africa and Germany and Spain and Dubai and Australia and, as you say, Tunisia. But don't forget also the Fermoy International Choir.
Yeah, this is a choir we set up a few years ago. It has 24 different nationalities, Dave. People from French Polynesia, Brazil, Poland, Lithuania, all over, and they've been like clocking up insane numbers. I think almost 4,000 kilometers this one choir has chipped in with this week, which is just nuts.
Okay, so, like, you know, there's lots of events that have been curbed, if I can put it that way, because of the pandemic. How has it been taking events like this online?
Well, I suppose, of course, it's difficult. I mean, the big thing with us historically has been the connection that we build through shared experiences with people. And it is tricky for all of us, no matter what we do, to try to, you know, have that same impact virtually. But when you're all doing something together simultaneously at the same time, and it's being updated in real time, and you're monitoring progress, and you're motivating each other, and you're sharing videos and pictures and WhatsApps, undoubtedly there's a feeling that we're all doing this together. I mean, it's not the same, but it's definitely the next best thing. And, you know, somebody earlier talked about the importance with music and live music of not waiting for this thing to pass, but coming up with ways now to get around it. And so that's what we've been doing. And this week has been amazing. I'll tell you something. I'm an emotional wreck after it, because it's meant so much to people, especially people who've come here for one reason or another from Africa and are seeking international protection. It's meant so much to people, and it's given everybody a lift. So you can do things virtually and at the same time have a really big kind of personal, physical, tangible benefit from it.
Okay, well, we're talking sanctuary runners, the virtual run through Africa. So finally then, Graham, just like, can people still donate kilometres to this initiative, and where can we get more info and watch all the videos that you mentioned about the countries you've run through?
Well, we're coming to the final straight almost, I suppose. But yes, there's still time. If people want to drop us an email to runthroughafrica@gmail.com, we can still take your kilometres if you're going out for your walk or you're going out for your run. The sun is starting to shine down here in Cork, so maybe some people are. And if you want to find out more about the sanctuary runners or to join us, it's all absolutely free and very casual. Our email, our website address, I should say, is sanctuaryrunners.ie, and we would love to have you.
Okay, well, Graham, congratulations. Thanks for talking to us. It is Graham Clifford of Sanctuary Runners, and fair play to you. And good luck, by the way, with the next kind of project that you might have.
Dave Fanning, weekends on 2FM.